Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe LaFatta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. LaFatta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Rickard moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFatta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Jansen moves to second. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-1 in the game. Livingston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFatta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Erickson hits a fly ball into left field. Lafata settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rickard moves to second. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 2 in the game. Livingston strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Lafata throws the ball into Rigney, who tags Waitkus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rickard scores. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wittek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 2 in the game. Erickson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morello moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morello scores. Frey moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Lowry steals second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frey scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta is walked intentionally. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 3 in the game. Livingston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFatta takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. LaFatta moves to second. Babe Young pinch hits for Larry Jansen. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. LaFatta moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0 for 3 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Mize hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-3 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Frey hits a line drive into left field. LaFatta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to second. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-4 in the game. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, LaFatta strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kerr is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.